busy before the end of the week, or busier. We're joined by Calvin Watkins of the Dallas Morning News, who joins us, covers the Cowboys on ESPN Central Texas. So, Calvin, all I've heard about, of course, let's start with Zeke, but I want to, that's there, we understand it, but all I heard from a lot of people, I'm not sure exactly what your stance was that with all these contracts that were coming up, the one guy that might get left out is Lyle Collins, and yet today he signs a very lucrative deal. Were you surprised when you heard the terms and also his extension?
Yes, I was pretty surprised. I just never thought they would care about him because of the financing it would take to bring him back. And I didn't think they wanted to pay that much money to a right tackle. So I figured he would go to the market and someone else would sign him. And then what they did in the draft and even free agency, they signed Cam Plugin to a two-year deal as a swing tackle. And then they drafted Tom McGovern to be an interior guard. And just thought that, hey, if Connor Williams can get bigger and stronger, we can move the tackle. So when they took care of Lyle Collins today, I was a little surprised. But it's third highest guarantee for a player in his position was good for him. So it's a good day to be a Cowboy.
Yeah, so now, to me, what does Connor McGovern represent other than a backup lineman for the next 4 years?
Well, as offensive linemen go down all the time. Starting left tackle, for instance, got a stiff back. Starting right guard, for instance, got irritation of a disc in his back. Travis Trent is coming back from autoimmune disease. So the health of some of these guys is not 100%. Because anything could happen. So I do believe you still draft Connor McGovern, and I still think, even though he's hurt himself, that he has a future. Where, I don't know. But some of the other backup offensive linemen, like Joe Looney, will be free agents after this season. He's able to put Philo, he'll be a free agent after this season. So you probably need some backup there. Adam Redmond is okay. I would think McGovern is better than Adam Redmond as an interior guard. Plus, McGovern can play center as well. So I think he does have a future here, as you said, but probably as a backup. But I don't think that's a bad thing.
All right. So the constant speculation, of course, it's been going on for just months, much less just the last 3, 4, 5 days. It appears as if something might be imminent with Zeke. Was this something that really just could have happened a month ago?
With Zeke?
Yeah.
Looks like this could have happened, July 25th. if you're trying to make Ezekiel Elliott the highest paid running back in the NFL, then take care of him. And it appears the Cowboys are not trying to take care of him initially. But if the rumors, the numbers could be 6 years, $90 million, or something of that nature. If that's the case, you should have gave him this money July 25th, we could have avoided all this drama. But as Jerry Jones has said, and Stephen Jones, when you're ready to make a deal, it can happen very quickly. So, and Stephen has also said, we're not trying to set the market at running back, but it appears you have to get Ezekiel Elliott on the team.
So how do they make all this work? And who disappears from the roster in free agency now that that it's not going to be Lyle Collins? Is it Malik Collins? Is it Byron Jones?
Brandon, that's a good question. Hey, what's surprising about Byron Jones got a new contract? They have money to take care of Zeke, Dak, and Amari Cooper. They still do. And I know that is surprising to hear, but Cowboys do have money to take care of these guys. The salary cap increases on an average of $10 million every year. So that's more money that you have, you can add to the pie in that sense. Take care of your people. A lot of these contracts are occurring, they're extensions. So, Jalen Smith, he's not getting his money for another 2 years. Whenever Zeke signs his deal, that's another 2 years away. Dak is going to be next year, if they can get that done. Amari Cooper will be next year. And then you have the 30% rule where your base salary has to increase 30% every year from 2020 on going forward. So, there's a lot of moving parts, a lot of gymnastics, we like to say. they have the money and the space to take care of these guys. It's just about how you structure the deal. Jalen Smith's contract is not in an albatross on them, nor is Lyle Collins. So they can make these moves.
Calvin, it's like a credit card, though. Eventually, they got themselves in really good shape because, one, they haven't had to pay a quarterback much, and they're about to. But eventually, you have to pay the debt, or you have to pay these off. And they've opened up even more cap space for this year. Could they have done that with Lyle Collins to then front-load part of Zeke? Or does that 30% thing keep them from jamming money into now because they have to continue to pay him well the rest of the way?
I think the interesting thing with Zeke is he wants a lot of his money up front. So, as an example, say he gets $50 million guaranteed. Say they sign him, we'll give you $25 million. So he gets to $25 million today. That's on the cap, obviously. Then next year you give him a roster bonus for $15 million. So you give him $25 and $15 million. And now 2020, that's the first year of the new money. So you give him a high base salary, you give him another roster bonus or option bonus, and now you almost get halfway home to your, say, $50 million in guaranteed money, a little bit over that, close to that. So you try to structure it, you know, for the player perspective, you want to structure it so you can get all your money in the first 2 to 3 years, because you don't want it on the back end, because that's when the team cuts you, especially at running back. But the team would like it backloaded so they could cut you. So you have to negotiate how much you give a guy up front and how much do you slide the rest of that contract on the back end. For example, Jalen Smith's going to get about $22 million, I think it is, in the first 18 months of his deal. So after year two, he's already halfway home to get all his guaranteed money. And that's what they're trying to do with Ezekiel Elliott. They would like to put it on the back end. I think, from what I'm hearing, he's going to get a lot of front-loaded. So in 2020 and 2021, he'll get big salaries. And after that, he doesn't care because he's probably got most of his guaranteed money.
All right. Calvin, we appreciate it. I'll be in touch with you. I'd like to get you on, if we could, kind of set a time. I just keep on just killing you with, hey, today, tomorrow, whatever.
Yeah.
We appreciate it, though. Good stuff. And there's a game to be played, by the way, on Sunday, which – against the Giants.
Oh, yeah, they play the Giants. Yeah, forgot about that.
Thank you, Calvin. Great stuff, as always. Calvin Watkins with us from the Dallas Morning.